You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
For somebody who doesn't buy a lot of wine online, to know that if you don't like something, you know, we basically have a Nordstrom's policy. I mean, we do actually ask that you buy it from us.
That would be helpful.
But aside from that, we'll pretty much return anything, because we just believe in it as a philosophy.
Very good. Now, on the site, as people are navigating wiredforwine.com, they'll see that it's not just wine. There's wine, there's spirits, there's accessories. Particularly with the accessories, can we just go down that path for a little bit and let people know what else they can purchase from you that, you know, they might not know was available?
Yes. We offer not all, because they have too many. The most important ranges in retail glassware. We think they're great. I think the right price to quality ratio. We have corkscrews as well, decanters, and other tools such as Coravin, which is a device that allows you to open a bottle of wine, drink from it, but the device prevents it from further oxidation. So we do have a wide range of accessories. We sell, you know, the most, I would say, of both the corkscrews and the glassware seems to be, needless to say, what goes very well with wine.
Very good. The way you and I got introduced was through the personalization of the bottles, and that is where a person can go out on the site, wiredforwine.com, just buy a bottle that they want to enjoy, or maybe buy a bottle that they want to give as a gift. But you added another dimension to that when you added the personalization of the bottle. And a lot of times on the site, they might see a standalone bottle, no engraving, and then below that, an option to personalize it. Now that we're getting into Thanksgiving and Christmas, let's walk through that. How do they go about the personalization process? And you know, what's the advantage to that?
Right. Well, this time of year, obviously, is the beginning of the gift giving season. Although we do engrave things throughout the year, the easiest way to go about doing that is to just go to the homepage. You'll see there's a big button on the homepage that says engraving. And we'll show you some of the more popular items that we engrave. That could be wine, it could be a spirit, and then just go ahead and purchase the product. So if the product has engraved in the title, then it's something that we can engrave. We can actually engrave almost everything, although not all bottles are really right for it. It doesn't, you know, clear bottles don't do as well as opaque bottles. Champagne bottles, we need to stay away from engraving on the actual bottles, but we do engrave on the box. We just do that for safety reasons. You don't want to weaken the bottle, which could explode. So that's why for champagne, we do it on the box. But really the easiest thing to do is just to go to the homepage. There's a big button that says engraving, and just click on that, and it'll sort of show you what we do and also give you some examples of what people actually write. We've had a lot of fun reading the inscriptions. I'm sure you have too, Jim, of what people have engraved on products.
What are some of your favorites?
Well, actually, I'm going to go to that button right now, and it says we're engraving now. And so let's see. I love this first one, which was, "You swear too much, you drink too much, will you be my best man?" That one was "To my favorite turd," which I thought was funny. So we do have some funny things, and these are going on very nice bottles, Dom Perignon or Johnny Walker Blue. here's a favorite. They're not always funny or they're sometimes serious. Well, hands off is a very popular one that goes very well on a bottle of whiskey. But they're also really nice ones that make us feel warm inside. One is grow old with along with me. The best is yet to be. So,
so as creative as the customer wants to be,
right?
You can probably put it on the bottle, as long as it falls within the space limitations.
Yes,
very good. You and I got started around Father's Day. Did a lot of bottles, and again, great messaging from the customers that you have. But it's really not just a holiday thing. It could be promotions. It could be a corporate-wide gift. It could be, wedding gifts or like bridal party gifts and stuff. So it's just a matter of them learning and getting comfortable with the site, and then obviously you put the big engrave button on there to help with that. Is there any holidays you see that or occasions that are more popular than others?
You know, we've just gotten started with this past year. I think, to your point, it is something throughout the year that business people routinely are sending congratulatory messages. I think there's a steady stream of that happening. Valentine's, aside from the obvious of the end of the year holidays, Valentine's is a time when we see, quite a bit going on, the Dom Perignon bottles. And birthdays, for sure, significant birthdays. It's just all the sort of obvious holidays where people are celebrating birthdays and over Christmas and New Year's.
Very good. Is there a particular product right now that you see that people are engraving more of than others?
There's the Johnny Walker products are always do very well, and the Dom Perignon is, if you're going to give somebody a present, it's wonderful to give them Dom Perignon. It's even more wonderful to engrave it and make it, particularly for a product that can sit on the shelf for a long time, and vintage champagne is one of those items that you don't have to drink right away. So if you're engraving it, you want to be able to enjoy it by looking at it. And I think that's why, as you think about bottles to give, it tends to be bottles that are somewhat age-worthy and can kind of be enjoyed and just from watching them, if you will.
What is the hot product today that people seem to be going for off the site?
The big thing this year has been rosés. And, as we think about Thanksgiving in particular, rosés are making a huge comeback. It's not the cheap rosés that you and I probably experienced as I won't say kids,
young grown adults.
Kids, shall we say, young adults. Thank you. But it's there's a real resurgence in interest there. Higher quality rosés, when you think about what do you drink for Thanksgiving? Rosés, I think Julia Child said, was one of the most food friendly wines. And so when you have kind of a cornucopia of taste on the table, as you do for Thanksgiving, I mean, it's a pairing nightmare in a way. Rosés are a really nice choice because they can go with a lot of different things. So clearly rosés are doing well. As I said at the outset, people can't get enough of American Cabernets. They just always do well day in and day out.
Very good. When we come back, we're going to take a final break. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you to make suggestions for our listeners at the $20 range, the $40 range, and the $80 range. Items that are on your site ready to go, whether it's for personalization or not, that you think just make for a great tasting wine. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. Joining me in studio, Evans Gebhardt from WiredForWine.com. We'll continue the conversation with the, I was going to say the $1 million question, but let's take it down a couple notches, maybe to the $20 question, the 20, 40, and 80. What wines do you think would be both a great holiday gift at the $20, $40, $80 level, and what just makes a great tasting wine at that level?
Right. Well, actually, what I did coming in here today was, if you look at the homepage on wiredforwine.com, there's something that says Talk Picks if you scroll down. I mentioned it earlier at the show, but the Summers Estate Cabernet, which we sell for $18.97, was the one that did so well against this blind taste test. It is my go-to Cabernet right now. It's almost impossible to find a cab under $20 these days. So it also happens to be highly rated. So without any hesitation, I would say pick up as many as you can. We actually have been selling an enormous amount of that because people like it so much. Also right next to it, under $20 would be, we talked about rosés, would be the Domaine Lafage, which is L-A-F-A-G-E, rosé, 1697. It's a French rosé. It's crisp. It's got really nice minerality to it. Again, something that goes really well with holiday meals or just as a aperitif. So he's from the perspective of sort of the $20 range. If you go up in price into, let's just say, above 20, there's a Sancerre, which is a French Sauvignon Blanc called Bailly Reverdy, and Bailly is B-A-I-L-L-Y-Reverdy in English or in American. $23 Sancerre, it's excellent. It should be priced a lot higher. So if you're looking for a white wine for the holidays, Bailly Reverdy Sancerre is well worth it. Bumping up, and we just had this at home the other night, is a champagne. It's actually a rosé champagne. So, and by the way, champagne is also something that is very food versatile. And again, rosé makes it even more so. It's called Besserat, or Besserat, B-E-S-S-E-R-A-T. So if you go to the champagne section of our site, it will be there. It's under $50 champagne. It's hard to come by. A rosé in particular, rosés are always more expensive rather than their regular white counterpart. So to find one under $50 is unusual. I like, and probably I would be having this, in fact, I am having this on my Thanksgiving table, will be a Pinot Noir, Belle Glow, and Glow is G-L-O-S. Belle Glow is owned by the Wagner family, which also makes Camus. You've probably heard of Camus Cabernets. They make some single vineyard Pinot Noirs under the Belle Glow. And we have one up there.